The Gilroy gunman pushing Satanism and the media doesn't want to talk about it? I wonder why that would be. And do Satanists actually worship a literal Satan? Oh, by the way, Katy Perry and Dr. Luke are being sued for stealing music from Christians. Stay with us as we look at these and other stories on the 5:11 News.
Now, there are two kinds of people in the world, only two kinds, not black and white, not rich and poor. There are those who are dead in sin, and there are those who are dead to sin.
After three nights of unbridled lawlessness across London, the contagion is spreading.
The problem is that God has already judged this. He has judged murder already. I don't need to question it. I don't need to ask and wonder what his plan is.
We're commanded as Christians not to participate in the works of darkness, but expose them.
Welcome back to the 5:11 News. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And today's show, before I get into the topics that were introduced at the beginning of it, I want to touch a little bit on what happened last week. You see, we recorded an episode regarding Joshua Harris, the best-selling author of I Kissed Dating Goodbye and Boy Meets Girl. And we were really saddened to see some of the patterns of, I don't know, just his walk being very weak in a lot of ways. And looking into it over the last few years, seeing a lot of different, you know, decisions he made that just seemed very odd. And then looking into his recent social media imprint, and we asked the question in our show. We didn't know where he was with his walk with Christ, but we asked, hey, does anyone know where he is? Because I don't know how, that this guy's a believer. And subsequently, on Friday, he gave us that answer, that in his own words, he has fallen away from the faith. And this is a heartbreaking thing to hear. I mean, it really is. It's really sad when we see that. And I actually wrote an article that's up on goodfight.org called Why Apostasy Hurts. Because if you guys can't recognize that apostasy hurts, and if we are so cold-hearted that this doesn't bother us, I think that's us having a problem. You see, locally, we've had a number of pastors that have fallen. You know, I think there's a lot of reasons, you know, with a lot of wisdom that, for example, Pastor Joe of Good Fight Ministries and Blessed Hope Chapel here in Simi Valley will not meet with a woman one-on-one, doesn't have, you know, these conversations one-on-one with a woman on her phone and things like that, because there are things that can happen, things that can be said, and it's just practical wisdom. And a lot of pastors fall into a lot of different sin, and I've seen it multiple times in churches locally here where the pastor falls into adultery, and you see the effects it has on people. Or even locally, when a pastor leaves a church, that a lot of people, I know multiple families, when a pastor locally left the church that stopped going to church 8-9 years ago and have not gone back, have been outside of fellowship. And guys, if we think that apostasy doesn't have an effect, and we think that Satan doesn't try to get people to fall away, I think that we're willfully ignorant, which basically means stupid on purpose, okay? If we really don't think that Satan's going to come and attack those who are shepherding the flock, we need to recognize this and say, wait a second, what's going to go on here? We need to be praying for our pastors, for our leaders. We need to pray for them ardently. We need to pray for them fervently. We need to make sure that we're helping them any way we possibly can, that it wouldn't be a burdensome task that we put on them, as it says in Hebrews chapter 13 for our leaders. And it's just something that's on my heart. And, you know, I really, honestly, yesterday, I was sitting there thinking about this whole Joshua Harris, you know, recanting his faith. And I was honestly in tears thinking about his family, thinking about his wife and his children, and just how he's leading them astray in this way, how his example is one of waverly. His example is one that just goes with the wind, and it just breaks my heart. So I had to say something about that, and I talk a lot further of that on our website on goodfight.org. You can see the brand new article just put up yesterday, and we also have it up on our Facebook page for Good Fight Ministry, so please check it out. But this week, a crazy story that happened, and one of the things that I always like to look at is, what is the media saying? What is the media putting out there about when these shooters go out? You see, Gilroy, California, recently had a shooter at their garlic festival. They're really known for garlic, and if you've ever been to Gilroy, it smells pretty bad up there. It's actually a cool little area. I've been involved in coaching wrestling for 11 years, and Gilroy has always had a really good team. Their current coach is Daniel Cormier, who's also the UFC champion at heavyweight, and they got a really good program, so I've gone up there a lot to take my kids to wrestle there. And so when I saw this happening, I was really saddened for that community. You know, it's kind of a small, tight-knit community, so when stuff like this happens, it's really heartbreaking to see. But if you guys hadn't heard, a gunman went into that garlic festival and killed at least three people. There's also another dozen or so that are wounded, and one of them was like a six-year-old boy. I mean, it's really hard to look at these pictures of these little kids, and people are being shot at this festival. It's heartbreaking. But one thing I noticed that the media is really quiet on, and all I did was see a small mention of this. If you guys haven't heard the gunman's name, it's Santino William Legan. Yeah, it kind of sounds like Legion if you guys are familiar with the biblical story. And the more I got into this, the more I can see that a Legion situation seems to be actually what's going on here with this young man. And it said of him that he was shot dead by the police Sunday before he could do more damage. And he posted online that about the 1890 racist manifesto. This is from the NBC News, Might is Right or Survival of the Fittest. Now, of course, we see racist manifesto and we think, oh, okay, this must be just some weird neo-Nazi book. But that is not actually the case, okay? Rednar Redbeard, okay, is the name of the writer of this book. And it's not really the name of the writer. That's a pseudonym. I think probably because of all the different ideas of what's going on in that book, that's probably why he needed to use a pseudonym. There's been a lot of controversy on who wrote the book, and the Church of Satan are avid fans of the book, actually. I'm going to give you a little intro, and you may start to figure out why they would be avid fans of such a book, okay? And it says in the Might is Right, quote, "This book is a reasoned negation of the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule, and the Sermon on the Mount. Republican principles, Christian principles, and principles in general. It proclaims upon scientific evolutionary grounds the unlimited absolutism of might and asserts that cut and dried moral codes are crude and immoral inventions, promotive of vice and vassalage." That is somewhat of the intro of the book. And you see, the Church of Satan actually has this book available for you for a total of $19.99 for the paperback version. And with it, it says, quote, "The consistent core of the work is this. The individual is against everything but the self, and any means of proliferation of the self is the only good. Might is the power of the individual, and that is the only foundation of right." Let me look a little further into the book. The book managed to drift its way into the far corners of the earth, even to the hands of Russian author Leo Tolstoy. He gave a brief summary of Redbeard's philosophy and compared it to that of Friedrich Nietzsche, saying that the author, quote, "The author has evidently by himself, independently of Nietzsche, come to the same conclusions which are professed by the new artist." Now, many people believe that whoever wrote this had a wealth of knowledge and took a lot of the philosophy in it from Nietzsche, and not necessarily that he came it independently of himself, as Tolstoy asserted there. And in 1969, the founder of the Church of Satan, Anton Zander LaVey, published his defining work, The Satanic Bible, in which he presents his religious philosophy. In LaVey's introduction to the Satanic Bible, a multitude of figures are credited as inspiration of his new religion. Redbeard is one of them. Unfortunately, Levain's own insightful introduction was not included in the latter editions of his own book, but can easily be found online. Redbeard was quoted rather heavily by LaVey, who copied whole sections of Might is Right into the first few pages of the Satanic Bible. This did not just result in moral controversy, but also accusations of plagiarism. These lifted sections have drawn much attention towards Ragnar Redbeard, whose name was well known among Satanists. And as I quoted before, they have this available on their website to sell. Okay? This is some of the stuff that they are pushing. Satanism is no joke, guys, and we can look at it as some obscure, random nonsense, and oh, a lot of it's just fun and play. And hey, guys, I fell for those stupid sayings too, all right? When I was an atheist, and I liked the band Slipknot, and they came out with a song called Heretic Anthem on their Iowa album, I used to sing the lyrics. If you're 555, I'm 666, this is what it's like to be a heretic. And when I would sing those lyrics, I would think, oh, well, yeah, that's just society, man, and I'm different. You know, you guys are all sheep, and I'm a goat. You know, granted, that was true of me at the time, but a lot of it I just figured was euphemism. You know, a lot of it, oh, you know, it's just this or that, and you kind of push it and brush it off to the side. And let me appeal to you guys right now. Maybe if you're a Satanist, happen to be listening to this, and don't get me wrong, what's cool about Good Fight Ministries, we've been able to minister to a number of Satanists. We've actually seen a few. In fact, right when I started with the ministry, I was able to talk with a number of Satanists fairly quickly after I came on full time here at the ministry, and I actually had a couple that proclaim Christ as Savior. So it's not something that I take lightly or that we look down on them and say we, you know, just want them to burn in hell. No, we want them to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. They have been duped, and many of them have been duped by not only Satan, okay, but many of them have been duped by the leaders of the movement. They have completely thwarted any idea of you actually worshiping Satan when you are doing that. And that's the thing. Satan does not care if you worship him as Buddha. He doesn't care if you worship him through Joseph Smith and the false god of this American Jesus that they built up. He doesn't care if you do it through Charles Taze Russell and a false interpretation of the Gospels. And he does not care if you do it by looking at yourself or praying to a tree. Over and over again in the New Testament, or in the Old Testament, and then Paul actually warns about this in 1 Corinthians 10 as well, that an idol can be anything. We see that the idols of old, as it says in Psalms, the idols of old are demons, okay? These aren't simply just sticks, okay? They're looking at sticks, and behind them, and the power behind them, are demons. That is why it says in Ephesians 2:2 that the prince of the power of the air, Satan, works through the sons of disobedience, okay? Satan will work through you if you are not a child of God, as the Bible says in John 1:12, all those who believe, he gives the authority to become a child of God, okay? And we can be adopted as sons. That is exactly our predestination, and our place is adoption as sons in Christ Jesus. That is exactly what God has planned for those who would come and believe on Jesus. And so that's what we want ultimately, okay? And for anyone duped into Satanism and thinking they're just being really rebellious and really cool because they say they're following Satan and really they're just making fun of Christians, sadly is you're going to be the butt end of the joke on that one. Sadly that Jesus is the victor and you're literally sacking up with a loser. Okay, and that's just the facts. And not only that, you're being duped by those who started the movement. You see, even when it comes to murderous rampages like we see here that just happened in Gilroy, especially when you have somebody who are committing these murders, telling people to go read Might is Right, telling people to push this satanic jargon, and we don't hear anything from the media. You could bet your butt right now that if somebody said, go read Mere Christianity, or go read even Calvin's Institutes, or go read any sort of book that even remotely had anything to do with Christianity, go read that, you know that would be all over the news about the Christian that shot up the Gilroy Garlic Festival. But of course, this is suppressed, and it would take the smallest amount of a Google search to see how wicked and satanic, and it's not merely just racist, it's wicked and satanic that this book is an attack on the Christian faith. It is not an attack on other races, although it is, especially if you're using that by negating loving your neighbor as yourself, as the golden rule is, if you're negating all these biblical principles. But it's an attack on the Christian faith. But of course, you know, we just say, oh, it's just a crazy right-wing, you know, mumbo jumbo. But a lot of people were upset. Back in the day, you know, Satanism was getting a lot of, I mean, I think he was on Paul Donahue, Aquino, and even LaVey were on those shows, and people were kind of trying to understand what was going on in these dark corners. And Aquino, on one of those shows, who was like a high priest in the Church of Satan, he actually said that Satanists do not really sacrifice children. And I can tell you at length, and if you look at our expose on Crowley, you can find it online. Joe talks about it at length, where Aleister Crowley, actually he can quote him, talking about sacrificing children, engaged in this child sacrifice, also in pedophilia and things like that. And Aquino says, oh, this isn't true. And a law enforcement officer actually spoke up after that was stated and said, quote, to say that there are no bodies and that these Satanists are not committing crimes is farthest from the truth. In every case that I've investigated, now extending over 200, I have found this particular book, the Satanic Bible, when it comes to these places of child sacrifice. So don't think that these murderous rampages that Satanists are, oh, we have no idea what's going on. You know, Richard Ramirez, oh, we take our hands off on that and think that, oh, it's all just play, it's all just fun. It's really not. In fact, interestingly enough, Quentin Tarantino has a new film called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and that film is kind of based off the time in which the Manson murders took place, and when a young actress by the name of Sharon Tate was murdered, okay? And some of the people that were following the Manson, cult that was going on were none other than Susan Atkins. And Susan Atkins was actually arrested, and she died in prison a few years ago. I guess I keep saying a few years, but that's a little subjective. It was a couple years after I had come to Christ. She passed away in her jail cell. But Pastor Joe and his wife Lisa actually were going and visiting and getting to know Susan Atkins and ministering to her. And one of the things that they asked, and guys, you can find this. We have a really important article. And I say that. When I say important, I really mean it. It's a very important article. And as I said, I got to talk to three different Satanists that came out after reading this and said, wait a second, I'm being duped. Okay? And I really hope you read it. It's called The Truth About Satanic Cults by Joe Schimmel. If you just type in The Truth About Satanic Cults, you'll find this article. I believe it's the second thing on Google. And I'd love for you to check it out. It's really, really powerful. And one of the things that he says here is that Susan Atkins shared with me that LaVey had told her emphatically while she was in his home that they truly worship Satan as a real entity and as the one who began the initial rebellion against God. Atkins also stated, quote, Anton told me that as a Satanist, he does believe in the God of the Bible, but he refused to worship him and made a conscious decision to worship Satan instead. You see, because this is the things he's telling his private people that he's having, you know, do his bidding, so to speak. Because he doesn't want to have a position in the public that wouldn't gather in more people. If everyone knew when they came into Satanism that they were worshiping a literal Satan, and Anton LaVey, just like the demons that shudder, actually believed in the God of the Bible, a lot of them probably wouldn't join, okay? But when he was in the defensive against the theistic Satanists coming out against him, this is also from the article. It says, LaVey, while in a defensive mode, admitted that the image that he presented publicly was deceptive, declaring, quote, if they're at all intelligent, the other true Satanists, they'll realize that there's only so much I can say publicly. I will not advance things in print, which make my position untenable. How long would the Church of Satan had lasted if I hadn't appeased and outraged in just the right combination? It required a certain amount of discretion and diplomacy to balance the outrage. The fact is that you are being duped. You are being duped if you think that these guys don't actually worship Satan. In our recent video, also concerning Adam Levine and James Franco, we show a clip where James Franco is with Satanist Kenneth Anger. All these guys are followers of Aleister Crowley, and I'll get to that in a little bit. But you'll see him at length doing videos with him. If you know anything about Kenneth Anger, he also produced a number of films. One of his biggest ones is Lucifer Rising. You can see Lady Gaga stealing some images from that video. A couple of different things from Kenneth Anger. But nonetheless, Kenneth Anger is a Satanist. And a lot of people are like, well, what do you mean by that? Okay, and Kenneth Anger stated in the 1960s in his film Lucifer Rising, quote, Lucifer is the light god, not the devil. This delusion that Lucifer is really the god of light and not Satan should not surprise us, as God's words warns that Satan himself, quote, masquerades as an angel of light, to draw the unsuspecting into the evil web, and that his agents do the same. In 2 Corinthians 11:13-15, it says, "And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising then if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve." Years later, after Kenneth Anger had deceived multitudes of people into thinking they're worshiping this supposed, quote, light god, an entity that was not really Satan, Anger confessed that Lucifer, whom he worships, has always been the historical Satan. That's in Lucifer Rising, page 47. You see, guys, over and over again, I could just go through myriads of quotes where you are being duped, you are being deceived. And once again, I have to point out, whether you think you're worshiping Satan or otherwise, or whether you're into this spirit worship, you know, I talk to people at work and I ask them, you know, do you believe in God? Well, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. Which is basically, well, I like to believe in whatever I want to believe, which echoes a lot of the Aleister Crowley, which echoes a lot of Redbeard's book. Remember, this is what the Church of Satan website says about the book. Quote, "The consistent core of the work is this. The individual is against everything but the self, and by any means of proliferation of the self is the only good. Might is the power of the individual, and that is the only foundation of right." What this is, and as Aquino said of Anton Zander LaVey, is the pushing of Satanist Aleister Crowley's maxim. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. Ultimately, it's a gospel of self. It is exactly, precisely, exactly what Satan wants. He wants you to be all about yourself. He wants the antithesis of what Jesus said is the greatest commandment, that you would love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you will love your neighbor as yourself. Okay? The greatest commandment, first and foremost, is that if you love God with everything in you, your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength, every single part of your being, guess what will emanate? You'll become more like him, and you will love your neighbor as yourself. These are the things that that book precisely says they were trying to get rid of. They were trying to thwart any idea of us living for anyone other than ourselves. That's what Satan wants, because you can live for yourself all the way to hell. And a lot of psychobabble nonsense that you will see, it will always come back to self. And really, you know what? You need to come back to yourself. You need to forgive yourself this nonsense. No, I need God to forgive me for the disgusting, wicked sins that I have committed against him. I don't need to forgive myself. I need God to forgive me. If I recognize my place when it comes to eternality, when I recognize my place in God's plan, okay, that's where I recognize my place as a wicked sinner that God died for. I recognize that all of the sins that I committed were laws that were broken. I broke those laws. He made them. Not only did he make these laws and make them clear through his word, he wrote them on my heart. Not only did he write those laws on my heart, he sent out the Holy Spirit convicting me of sin and righteousness and judgment. He's had my conscience bearing witness against me. He's had the creative order that I look out and recognize within me that this creation means that there is a creator. Wisdom is calling from the street tops. Okay? We are hearing God call after us, and yet we neglect it and we push it aside, such a greatest salvation. And whether you are these Satanists that are lying, these Satanists that are duped, or Joshua Harris, sadly, who knew the way of righteousness and then turned from it. The sad thing is that regardless of these things, if you decide that you will not succumb to the will of Christ, if you decide that you are too good for his sacrifice, if you decide that you want to pay for it on your own, then that's exactly what's going to happen. You are a lawbreaker. And you're going to pay for the crimes that you've committed. It isn't because God is a cosmic party pooper, okay? It isn't because God is this meanie. God is good, and he's long-suffering, and he's gentle. And if everyone here, if you're listening, if you're honest with yourself, you know some of the wicked things you've done, and worse off, you've known some of the wicked things that you've thought, some of the horrible things that have come into your mind. And that's what God's after. He's after our heart and mind. And I would call you to a repentance, a change of heart, which leads to a change of action. When you look to Christ and you give him all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you will start loving your neighbor as yourself. It won't be just about you. Which brings me to another story, being just about you. Another apostate, I guess we can call her, Katy Perry has been in the news this week because guess what? Not just her, but Dr. Luke, whoever produced their music, decided to steal from a Christian artist. Oh, man. I mean, just the irony here. You think about Kate Hudson. Oh, I mean, Katy Perry. You know, she was formerly known as Kate Hudson when she was trying to get into the Christian realm of music before she, quote unquote, sold her soul to Satan. You know, she wanted to make it big. And when she couldn't do that in the Christian realm, she decided to go secular with her I Kiss Dating to Goodbye, with her You're So Gay and You Don't Even Like Boys. And I'm sorry. Tony just brought to my attention that I said I Kiss Dating Goodbye. That is Joshua Harris's book. Well, the one he pulled from the shelves. Katy Perry, on the other hand, is I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It, and her other song was You're So Gay and You Don't Even Like Boys. That kind of put her out on the scene. You know, once she got the stamp of approval from the homosexual community, she could run wild, and that's pretty much what happened. But recently, she has been brought into the courtroom, and I'm going to read from the Associated Press. It says, a jury on Monday found that Katy Perry's 2013 hit Dark Horse improperly copied a 2009 Christian rap song, setting up arguments over how much the singer and other defendants will owe. Monday's decision, returned by a 9-member federal jury in a Los Angeles courtroom, came 5 years after Marcus Gray and two co-authors first sued, alleging Dark Horse stole from Joyful Noise, a song Gray released under the stage name Flame. The case now goes to the penalty phase, where the jury will decide how much the plaintiffs are owed for copyright infringement. Gray's attorneys argue that the beat and the instrumental line through the nearly half the Dark Horse are substantially similar to those of Joyful Noise. And guess what? The jury said, yeah. And Tony and I, we had to listen to it because we were like, wait a second, is this true? Did they really steal? And I got to be honest, we played it and it's abundantly clear that somebody was stealing something. I'm sure Katy Perry didn't come up with any beat. She's just a mouthpiece pretty much. But she is going to have to pay, I'm sure, and so will Dr. Luke, her producer. We'll have to pay a little money to these guys. This is just 100% me being truthful. I am not a huge Christian rap, defender. You know, whatever, someone likes to rap for Jesus, that's cool for them. But I'm not a huge Christian rap fan, personally, so I wasn't familiar with the song, but apparently Katy Perry and Dr. Luke and them were arguing, oh, we never heard this song, this is just craziness, this is in the Christian realm, and I guess Flame, as he goes by, showed that they have millions of downloads for this song, and because of they're so similar, it's hard to get around the fact that they stole from them. It just reminded me of, man, I may be dating myself here, but nonetheless, it reminded me a little bit of when Vanilla Ice had stolen from Queen's song and the dun 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 dun, you know, and his excuses for how, no, we didn't steal from it, you know, we have a different beat, you know, and how ridiculous it was. But either way, it's really just, you know, it's newsworthy because it's, you know, these guys taking from Christian artists, which, in all honesty, usually goes the other way. You know, a lot of times when it comes to Christian music, it seems to be on the back end of what is newsworthy, noteworthy, and what people are doing. You know, people will be, you know, doing podcast shows, and then the Christian realm goes, hey, we should do those too, you know. But in this case, it seems like these guys found a beat that they wanted to steal. And if you guys don't know, we have a video on that song specifically. We deal with it at length. More or less, the music video for Dark Horse is 100% satanic, which brings me back to Aleister Crowley as we finish up this show today. Because Aleister Crowley said that, basically, Aleister Crowley put forth that it was going to be like Egypt in the end times, but that is actually big biblical. That it would be like Sodom and Egypt. And if you think about that, in the book of Revelation, it says that. And if you think about that as a type, think about today, this day and age. Think about Katy Perry pushing homosexuality. And then think about her Dark Horse video with all the Egyptian imagery. And you see, you have like the Pharaoh in Egypt, you'll have the Antichrist, and this sexual promiscuity and acceptance, which if you look at Joshua Harris's recanting of faith, a lot of it had to do with the LGBTQ plus community accepting him and not accepting him. So I pray that you will stand firm in your faith. If you're a Satanist, please turn to Jesus. You need him. And whether or not you're a Satanist, whether or not you're an atheist or somebody else in between, you need Jesus because he paid for your sins on the cross. And I pray you will come to him. In Jesus' name. You've been listening to the 5. This is Chad Davidson, and you've been listening to the 511 News.